Om Shanti. Respected Brijmohan Bhaiji, on behalf of the double foreigners, we'd like to welcome you and thank you for coming today. Invite Sister Shweta to come on the stage and provide a symbol of our welcome and appreciation. And also for Brother Eric. Respected Bhaiji, he is the chief spokesperson of the Brahma Kumaris. He is the head of our finance and accounts. He is the additional secretary general of the Brahma Kumaris. He is the secretary of the Brahma Kumaris Educational Society. Is the secretary of the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, is the chairperson of the political service wing, and many other important roles. In short, we can say that he is the most important and most senior brother in the BK organization today. We especially like to welcome him, and he is also our brother. He is here to share with us his knowledge and his inspiration for all of us. And we also have with us Brother Eric. Brother Eric is a journalist. He's the producer of award-winning documentaries. He has been with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for more than 30 years. And he is the national coordinator of the Brahma Kumaris in Canada. Welcome.
Om Shanti, and good morning everyone, and very warm welcome. Very, very special welcome, so Brijmohan Bhai, and such a pleasure to be in the little living room with you for a few moments. You've been introduced as our most senior member of the organization, and Sister Jenti was also noticing that, you know, you're holding the flame of the yajna for a long, long time. So it's a great, really, really great honor, but it's a lot of happy moment for me to be able to sit with you. And we cannot go anywhere for the next hour, so I can ask all the questions I want. I'm very happy about it. And how many of you are meeting Brijmohan Bhai for the first time? Anyone of you? See? This is the next generation. So I'm sure many of you have met Brijmohan Bhai many times before. But now we have a big hour and 20 minutes to talk about my life, my Baba. And I thought it was such a beautiful topic because I know your life is very much, of course, you know, colored by Baba. And there will be so many questions to ask you, but I thought we can start with the beginning. And I was thinking that taking into account the time you came to Baba, you must have seen all the different phases of the yajna. So maybe for the benefit of all of us, because even if we've been meeting you many times, still listening to the stories of the beginning is always fascinating. So I was wondering if you can take us to your beginning in a young age. I know your father was also instrumental, if I remember, to help you in coming to Baba. I was wondering, how did it start for you, your first encounter with Brahma Baba, and it was not even called the Brahma Kumaris at that time, but the yajna.
Brother number one, I am very, very fascinated to meet all my brothers and sisters from across the world at one place. It is my good luck. Otherwise, I would have gone, pondered, waited at passport office, etc., etc., you know. It is Baba's grace. Number two, they answered, many of them raised hands, that we are meeting for the first time. So please correct them.
You want me to greet them?
And that we have been meeting innumerable number of times, are meeting today, and shall be meeting. That is in fact the main topic of today's Murli also.
And last time it was recorded also. So there must be a recording somewhere.
Yes.
Of 5,000 years ago.
Yes. It may not be recorded on any instruments, but it is definitely recorded on all our minds. So it is my life, our life, and his life. Okay. So I am very happy. You want to ask me about the beginning of how I came to Gyan. Now this word encounter is used for police and people who are trying to run away. They are caught and rude and there is an encounter. So I don't know, I am not very good in English, but you, what do you mean to say by encounter?
I mean there is for every movie a beginning. And I'm trying to find what will be a good start in your story when we say my life, my Baba. So the question would be more like, how was the first encounter or the connection or the moment something happened that transformed your life and made you who you are today?
There is a most favorite song of Dadi Janki was that she was passing by and she met someone. So like that, why my encounter? All of us had that first encounter. The reason may be any, but it had to happen, so it happened. Okay? So just somehow, all of have been entering by different ways. I was in front of Baba. So in those days, the new children were given opportunity that after they reach Madhuban, refresh themselves. So they were Baba and mother and father would meet them. So, in the evening on that day, Baba and Mama sat on the stage. They didn't have chairs, you know, they sat on such like thing. And my father, mother, myself, my brother was sitting. Now, I was wondering whose drishti I should take. So I first looked at Baba, then I looked at Mama, then I again looked at Baba. Second time I looked at Mother, she smiled. She saw what this fellow is doing. Anyhow.
How old were you at the time? Or?
Huh?
How old were you at the time?
How young I was, sorry. I was 21 years.
21?
Yeah.
Wow.
21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am, this 90. Body is 90 years, 4 months.
90 years, 4 months. And how many days?
Days I have not counted.
I don't know yet.
I am
just
weak.
To make sure we are accurate.
I am weak in counting.
Okay.
Days. Achha. Then, turn by turn, we went on the stage and we had to go into the lap of mother and father turn by turn. So when I, first we will go in mother's lap. So when I went in mother's lap, it was like, you know, soft cotton or like very, very soft. I felt so peaceful instantly as never before. And you know, when after your time was over, the mother will pat on your back, now you get up and go to Baba's lap. So it happened.
In the lap, it would be like a hug, or put your head in there.
Yes, you like this.
Yeah, I've done that once.
I can demonstrate in your lap, but it's okay.
I can demonstrate.
These are days of visual, so they can visualize.
Yeah, then, French people do it differently, but I understand that.
The mother had undergone such change that otherwise she was a Kumari, but her entire features had changed into a mother-like, personality. So, after she patted, I again deeply went into the lap again. So, I had two chances. Yes. And after that, I had to get up. I went into Baba's lap, same thing. So, this was my first feeling of bodiless state. I felt something very amazing is there. After that, there was morning Murli, and it was the system that after morning Murli, Baba will go to the adjoining room. There was a big chair. Baba will sit on that, and all the children will squat around them informally. Then Baba will be not Shiv Baba, but Father, informally talking to us. So that was also very enjoyable. And then Baba will talk about the Murli of Shiv Baba. Today Baba said this. And after that, Baba will meet the new children. So everyone went away. We four were there. Now my father was very enthusiastic about leaving everything and doing Baba's service. So he said, Baba, I want this. Baba told him that you have a family, so you have to live like a trustee. Over. My mother's turn came. So Baba told her that you are, detached in family, but I want you to be still more detached, so your husband will open a center nearby to Delhi in a pilgrim place. You go and be there. So after that, my father opened a center in a city called Mathura, religious place, and she stayed there and remained there till her last. Although I had a job, I invited her. She will come casually, but she said, no, Baba has kept me here. My turn came. Baba asked me, what are you doing? I was studying.
What were you studying at the time?
I was studying law.
Law.
And apprenticeship of chartered accountancy. You have to undergo apprenticeship for 3 years. Baba said, okay, you continue yours. Complete your study. My brother's turn came. He was a college student. Baba said, you leave your studies. So Baba gave different instructions to all of us. Mm. In retrospect, we found that after 3 years of that, my brother left body. Then we could realize that Baba wanted him to do some godly service during those 3 years. And I am still there, so he knew there is time for him like that. Okay?
Yeah, I was wondering, like 21 years old, I also came, I was 21, but I'm sure your first 21 years in your life was very different from mine in Western country. What was your state of mind at 21 years old in terms of your future? Were you very religious? Were you looking for something? Were you planning something else in your life? Were you looking forward to see yourself with a wife and 15 children, and that was your plan?
Nothing. I was concentrated on my studies, leading life of a college student, eating outside. In India, you rarely eat in the hotels, etc. But I would eat outside, see a cinema, my father and mother never saw a cinema. Then I will come back late. Mother will say, take food. I will say, no appetite. With my shoes on, I will lie on the bed. She will remove my shoes. Such like. And all the naughty things that college boys do. Now, it is linked with something. Next day, Baba met and told me, you are a pure soul. In the evening class, when Baba said, you are a pure soul, and what I was finding there, I felt shocked. I am not a pure soul in that sense. Baba is calling me a pure soul. Baba is truth. I could not sleep. I was wondering, Baba is saying you are a pure soul. So what I did next day, there was a garage in which ironing was done. In those days, very, very thick irons. Huh? So I knew Baba will pass by that place. And I hid myself there. Then Baba came. I went in, not encountered, not confronted. Just I went. Baba said, yes, child. I told Baba, you have said I am a pure soul. I am not pure soul. So Baba patted me and said, okay, child, past is past. That's all what Baba said. So I felt so relieved that all my sins are washed. And now, in retrospect, I find that Baba had seen my future and told me in advance so that I could have the courage, enough courage to become that. So whenever I think of that, I get tears.
I can totally understand. But at that time, were you seeing yourself continuing your life in law school and working as a lawyer in the future? Yes.
So I have not answered that part of it. In fact, I was not spiritual, not even religious in that sense. My mother belonged to some guru's sect. My father was an Aryasvajis. They are very rationalist. They don't believe in idol worship, etc. I used to go with them to the religious congregations every week. And I knew their systems also. So much so, when my mother went to a temple, you know, they put some money. I will pick up the money put in the temple by other people, and she will start cursing me, you will get. But I was like that. So, no such plan for life. And just I was studying. And my father was such, he never knew in which class I was studying. If someone asked, he will ask me, in which class you are studying, and then tell. He was also so unconcerned, like that. So no any such plan, but I was not religious or spiritual. And I never dreamt that I will become a surrendered BK as now. Never. Nor had I had any inclination. So it's a long story how Baba prepared me for that, slowly.
We hear often, you know, when we came to Baba, it was much later, but for me, we always saw, you know, the three daddies, Daddy Janki, Daddy Kumarka, Prakash Mani, and Daddy Gulzar. But also remember for me, when I was a young brother, I was 21, and my first arrival was in Delhi, in Pandav Bhavan. And I remember very well arriving in Pandav Bhavan and seeing the kind of little window with the statues of Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan. And I got a little bit scared because I thought that was pretty bizarre, you know, like to have this as a display. But I remember you were there at that time with Jagdish Bhai. And then for me, it was always my early days was three daddies, but three brothers. And as a young brother, I knew the daddies were a big model, but I thought, these are women. So we were looking at you and Jagdish and Nirvibhai, so as, what are we going to become? So I'm wondering, for you, when you were 21, Was Brahma Baba very quickly for you a model, like someone that you will look at and say, yeah, I would like to become like him? Or was it a gradual process, or did it become very quick?
First of all, I was responsible for putting those statues there.
I know.
And secondly...
But they were okay. They were just a little bit scary for Westerners, you know? Just,
secondly, like a child of Baba, I will go to Baba from Delhi oftentimes, and Baba will, you know, you have seen Baba's room upstairs. It was half of that. Where that chair is put, that was the line of that room. In the other half, Baba used to put fruits and will give ripened fruit for service. So, Baba scattered on that thing and will call me and make me sit by his side. I was thinking, Baba is great, but I will sit like a child. Then Baba's own son, he also used to come, so Baba made him sit in front of him. The first feeling I got was, oh, Baba is making his son sit there and me by his side. So then Baba asked me, do you know playing cards? I said, no. Baba said, you are a Buddhu. You know the meaning of Buddhu.
Yeah, I'm Buddhu too.
And Baba said, I was in job. Baba said, don't you go to club? I said, Baba, I go to club only once in a year to check their stocks. I was an accounts person. Otherwise, I don't go. Okay. Then Baba taught me to play the game that Baba used to play for children's sake. Okay. Now, after every lunch, Baba will call me, his son, and make us play for about 15-20 minutes. So I was feeling very happy, and every time Baba will win that game, every time. And we were asked to do like this as acknowledgement of defeat. So we were very happily doing that. So it became my addiction. I was looking for, whenever I will come, I will hover around Baba's room, then Baba's Brahmani will come. So once such time, Baba didn't call. And I was waiting, then suddenly Baba's Brahmani came. I said, Baba has not called. She said, wait, I will ask. Then she said, yes, bring the other brother also. And I saw Baba was reclining and not sitting like that, with the blanket on, half reclining. Baba started to play and Baba lost the game. Lost the game for the first time. Now we were very excited how to make Baba do this.
Baba had to do this?
Yeah. So we were thinking, because we thought it is equal game. Now, then I felt Baba is reclining. Baba did not call. And Baba has lost. Then I asked Baba's Brahmani, is Baba all right? She said, Baba has 102 fever.
Okay.
And he has just called you because you had asked for that. So this was Baba. So like that, to make me come close, not to hesitate, and not to... because I was just a boy, so I was thinking... Baba is great, so many people come, how will I meet Baba? Then slowly, you know, Baba, God's chariot, and Shiva Baba also maybe inside oftentimes. In those days, in Bharat, there were no good shaving blades. They used to have Indian version. But from Germany, someone used to send to Baba good blades, shaving blades, called Wilkinson sword brand. So those used to come to Baba, and Baba gave me one packet and said, Baba, child, you use it. Even now, whenever I say, I remember. Okay. Baba, at that time I did not know importance of all that, but now I realize. So after, next time when I came, Baba said, for how many days you use one blade? I said, Baba, about 20 days. Then Baba laughed. Baba said, I use but I don't get any, because Baba was aged and his face was very bright. He didn't get any hair out of that, just laughed. But now I remember, Baba wanted me to be more close and informal like that. So anytime something, in India there was no system of ready-made garments in those days. No. India is God's country, so everybody will go to the tailor, do this, that. Sometimes from Hong Kong, some Sindhi families used to send ready-made dresses. And Baba used to think that who will be suitable child for this? Anybody in job. So Baba will keep some dress for me and give me. So that also, when I will wear Baba's dress, I will feel very happy Baba has given me. And they were so modern and fashionable. In my company, officer used to ask me, where from you have got it and stitched? I will point to the next village, I said, from there, just to tease them. Mm-hmm. So like that it used to happen. But now I feel Baba was taking special care of me for some reason, I don't know. So such like things were going on. And Baba used to teach through simple examples. Now my father left body. He was also an officer. So his dresses fitted me. So normally in India, after the death of a person, they give in charity to some worldly Brahmin. I thought I am Brahmin. Why give in charity? I keep those dresses as an economy measure. So I came to Madhuban, and Madhuban no one uses official dress. Mm. But on day of arrival, you are coming from by train in those days, coal train, or on day of departure, we will wear that. So on day of departure, I was wearing my father's dress. I went to get leave from Baba. Baba had kept one dress for me. So just to show my economy, Baba said, child, this is. I said, Baba, you know my father has left body and he has left 30 dresses. And this fit me so well. See how well it is fitting. Baba smiled and said, child, if you will wear your father's dress, you will remember him. If you wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba. Mm-hmm. So I quietly took. And I thought, yes, every time I was wearing, one thought will come, this is my father's dress. So next time I bundled up all the 30 and brought to Madhuban and surrendered those dresses. Mm. Like that. Okay. Then after some day, nobody uses office dresses in Madhuban. They all wear kurta pajama. So after 2-3 days, one brother was washing clothes in the Pandav Bhavan, and he was wearing my father's yellow bhushat. For odd jobs they gave, and he was. Then I said, oh, my father's bhushat. Then I thought, yes, there was much lesson in that. Even after I have surrendered, still I am having the thought, this my father's bhushat. What would have happened if all those 30 I were wearing? Mm. So like that, Baba used to teach us.
Mm. So he brought you very close to him. But the feeling I have is that for me, 21 years old, you were studying in law school. So your brain was working well and you were very active. Mm. How was the process of for you to accept Gyan, to think about, is really God coming into the body of Brahma? How did you negotiate with the knowledge? Did you accept everything right away, or was it a process?
No, in Gyan, I found that law persons and teachers picked up Gyan quickly. overall. I used to feel that because the law persons were very logical and rational, if they go deep into it, they could see the truth. And teachers also, I don't know for what reason. So in our Gyan, Jagdish Bhai was a teacher, for example. Ramesh Bhai was a law person. I am a law person, like that. So, when I was studying law and I came to Gyan, I was just taking it casually, picking up things, trying to assimilate. Then one day I decided that if only one single point of knowledge, if I am thoroughly convinced about it, then I will accept the whole Gyan in toto and try to understand it. Otherwise, there will be always two sides. So I decided there was a topic that human soul does not transmigrate into other species. That was Gyan's point. And in my Laukik life, some brother had taken me to some astrologer. I just out of fun went to him. He was employed by that astrologer to translate the horoscopes in English, because that astrologer has English client. He was my cousin, he took me. The astrologer told me my past life and next life in human form. So that was in my mind. So Baba also said that you do not transmigrate into. So I decided to thoroughly think and arrive at whether it is correct that human soul do not transmigrate into animal species. So with that legal knowledge, I made so many thoughts, assumptions, and I concluded it is not possible for soul of any species to transmigrate to inter. Later on, I wrote a booklet also to confirm my view. So that gave me first strong foundation for accepting this Gyan. And secondly, it was God is not everywhere. That also was very common, everybody believed that. But through my legal understanding, I found that God could not be everywhere. So that was the reason for that.
So these were like points you decided to go through and use as a foundation. How was your first experience? Like you mentioned about going on Baba's lap and Mama's lap. When was your first experience when you really felt, you know, I say my life, my Baba, but Brahma Baba, we used to call him Baba as well. When was your first experience of Brahma Baba versus Shiv Baba? When did you really felt you were connecting with God, not just with the human being, Brahma Baba?
Well, for all practical purposes, I thought Brahma Baba was also like elderly grandfather, and Shiv Baba was also subtle. And Baba used to tell us that Shiv Baba doesn't remain in my body always. I am competent enough to explain the Gyan, but if any new Gyan point has to be introduced, or if some child is facing someone and not able to reply, I will help. So, it was very subtle and different, but on occasions, I felt that Brahma Baba cannot know our future. Our present stage, Brahma, anybody, even a face reader can understand this person is like this. But about future, Shiv Baba only knows. So one such thing happened, that happened after Baba left the body, that Mount Abu, Om Shanti Bhavan, was being constructed. And they required 120 tons of cement for that. And in those days, cement was not readily available. There was black market for it, 100% black market. I was in Delhi, so I was asked to get government from government of India 120 tons of cement. Okay. I believed that not my power, but Baba will empower me to get it. I went, I found the cement controller's office, went there. A person was sitting, he was talking to someone. After his talk was over, he asked me, yes. Now see, Shiv Baba, I asked him, to which city do you belong? Normally you won't ask this question from a professional person. He told my city, same city. The next question I asked was, in which school you have studied? He told my school. Then you can imagine that only Shiv Baba can know my future and my past and even of the person I am talking with. After that, we exchanged the names of teachers of that school. And also, our school band used to stand first in the city we shared. Instantly, I forgot who am I, he forgot who he is. We went to those school days. And he became so friendly. He said, yes, what I can do for you. And then so many complications, out of the way, he gave us 120 tons of government cement and kept on giving us cement till cement was decontrolled. Dadi Prakash Maniji later went to his house, whatever. So now you can see that Baba, Shiv Baba, not only knows our past, present and future, but whatever little speciality you may have or anything which can connect you, Baba will use that also to get the service done.
But you mentioned earlier, like for example, when you shave now, you can still remember or maybe clothes. I have the same experience. My father showed me how to shave when I was 14.
Yes.
And still today, when I shave, I remember him. And sometimes it's very emotional because it's a very close and personal moments. So was there a moment you can remember where you felt that Baba really kind of stole your heart or really touched your heart deeply, that you remember still, you felt, okay, this is, you know, 21 years old, we're still analyzing, thinking, but was there a moment you remember where really there was a kind of a connection with your heart that was really, really strong?
No, it naturally happened, you know. When Baba left body, his kurtas, I took about 9 kurtas because I don't wear that dhoti. But this one I took, and for so many years I was using them, I was feeling. And another thing, in those days, India did not have very good handbags. But one such beautiful handbag had come from Hong Kong, with foam, everything. And Baba gave me that. Said, child, whenever you go for service, meeting some people, whatever letter or you take in this. I am still having that. It is here. It was so nice. In those days, never had such a... Even today, it looks as bright and as new, and I got that empowerment. Baba. So such like things, Baba used to do to make us feel physically also, in certain way that, yes, Baba is with me. So whenever I put a letter in that, I will feel I will be successful because this is God is given back like that. It is.
Yeah, very certain elements can really trigger such powerful memories as well.
And then Baba never ask the child to do anything beyond his personal capacity. That was also there. Baba just empowered in all ways for doing whatever was our service. That also I felt that slowly, and Baba never wanted us to be early in taking any decision. Baba will give us sufficient time, as now Baba is giving us sufficient time, that okay, yes, 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 slowly, slowly, slowly preparing us for the, you know, All the dadis have gone excepting one. So he used to say, how long will I be speaking, like that. So that we can anticipate and we can be used to what is coming. So like that, Baba asked me, the subtle Baba, Baba came. Another thing I will tell you, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Subtle Baba came, used to come in Pandav Bhavan for hours. Sufficient time, we will go meet. So one such time I had met Baba and then gone for a walk around the lake to the museum. That was my routine. That I will, for walking sake, I will go to the museum, sit there and come back. So as I returned from the museum, the gatekeeper brother said, Baba is calling you.
Baba is?
Calling you.
Okay.
Subtle Baba, sitting. I had already met Baba and gone. I went there. Baba said, you went to the museum? I felt very happy that Baba knows I have gone to the museum. Then Baba said, two people were sitting in the lawn and talking. You were also sitting? I said, yes, Baba. You didn't speak anything, but they were talking? I said, yes, Baba. Baba said, you know, one of them was a person who had doubt in Gyan. And your sitting, although not speaking, meant you are nodding with him. And please be careful in future. That's all. So like that, I felt that even Baba is taking, noting everything, but never insisted that I become a Brahma Kumar, nor I had an inclination. In fact, Baba told me to take a job. I didn't want to take a job. I was a chartered accountant. I started my practice in Delhi, as did you. I came to Madhuban, Baba said, have you qualified? Normally Baba will say, I am only for your spiritual this thing, I am not bothered about your locket. But I found that deeply Baba takes care of locket also. That I noticed. Very deeply. As if a locket father is dealing. When I was in, so Baba told me, what are you doing? I said, Baba, I have started practice and started praising, taken office in a hotel. This Baba said, come closer. I was already close.
Yeah.
Closer. Child, if you will do this practice, your mind will be lost in your clients, this and that. Better take a government job. This is what Baba said. I instantly decided to not to go to my office and to take government job. I told my brother to pack up the books, etc. And first time I saw a newspaper for vacancies. I had never seen. The first vacancy I saw of a chartered accountant, I hand wrote the application. I didn't know that it should be typewritten and sent to that company. Now because Baba was behind it, I got the interview also. See, from Delhi, it was in a remote area. The government company had just acquired land, 300 acres of land, no office, nothing. 8 boys were going for the same interview in the same railway compartment. They were talking to each other, very smart, and I was sitting in a corner, that if they are going, I can't get the job. Because I knew English, but never any chance to speak. My qualifications were good, but they were so smart. Some of them were already in jobs. Some South Indians, they are, acha. I don't know, I went there, in a rented office, they had the interview. I do not know what happened to them, but when my turn came, they asked me 5 questions. 4 I could not answer, because as a BK, I confined myself to my thing and never bothered about anything. The 5th they asked, what salary you will take, accept. I do not know anything about salary, what is pay scale, what is... I said, whatever you will give me. So I was selected, all other were rejected. Because they all wanted higher salary. Who will go from a big city to a village area? They thought, it's a new company, they will. They had the rule to employ people at the minimum of the pay scale. So I got the job. After 2 months, they re-advertised because they wanted more people at a high, raised salary by 50%. So now new boys came, but my salary was raised because I was already in the job. If that was the salary before, I would have been out. So see how Baba got me the job. I feel like that. So arranged that I can overcome all those things. Now, I used to do my job, do godly service on Saturday, Sundays. I was very happy. I was officer and money also I was earning. Now, Avesta Baba one time asked me, child, you are doing Laukik and as well as the service. Would you like to be ascended, be full time? I thought I had no problem, and you know, I could meet people, go. I said, Baba, it is same to me. Then Baba said, tell 1920, tell your preference, 19, which one dislike. Again I thought, I said, Baba, it is same to me, no problem. Over. Now next to me was a sister from Gujarat, a teacher, school teacher. She said, Baba, I want to leave my job and become a full-time Brahmacharya. Baba pointed to me. Look, you think that I have kept you as a teacher. Whenever I need, I will tell you to do that. So like that, absolutely, honestly, I will tell Baba, and Baba will not say, no, do this. 5 times, on different occasions, in different ways, Baba put to me the same question, and slowly, slowly prepared me. And last of it, Baba made me to say to the sister, if you want, then let me leave the job. Baba, like that, Baba prepared. Mm.
So, how were you by the time then you surrender at that time?
Huh?
You would be, how old would you be at that time? Or?
49 years or so.
How much?
49 years of age, I think.
49? So you worked for quite a few years then? You were.
I worked about 17 years in my job.
Wow.
From December 1957 to 72, I was in job.
All these years. Let me check one thing, because I've been concentrating on you, trying to ignore the noise and all this crowd over there behind me. Is everyone okay? Are you still following? Yeah, everybody's still in the room? You're following the story? Enjoying? Should we continue the story? Because I'm lost. I don't even know there's people in the room. I'm just with Brij Mohan at the moment, so I'll go back with him and I'll come back to check with you later. You know, one thought, I want to ask you a few things, but let's stay in that period. You were there at the time of partition in 1946, 47 when it happened. What was your experience with the Yagya at the time? Because it was a very unique moment in India, and
I didn't know about Yagya at all. It was in 1947 that partition took place. We were not in Gyan.
So you're not
there.
There
were
yet.
No centers in India at that time.
So you came, it was
1953.
53, okay.
I came in Gyan.
Acha.
And that was the first center in Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, there were no centers in India.
So when you surrendered, so that would have been after quite many years with Baba, what was your intentions in terms of being in the Yagya? Did you have aim or objective? Did you want to have, was this engagement with writing natural, or did you have a plan, or Baba made a plan for you?
Well, brother, to make a general statement, Baba makes us do something that we cannot do. Then only we will deep in our heart feel that it is Baba who is getting done. If you see the entire history of Yajna, take Dadi Gulzar. Baba used to tell them, one day you will go abroad, lecture in universities. And Dadi Gulzar used to say, I have not even seen the map of the world. How will I go to foreign countries? Later on she said that Baba made it to happen. And at one airport, somebody was talking in English. So Dadi said, no English. He said, you know English because you are saying no English. Like that. Dadi Janki, no understanding of West Baba sent her. Dadi Chandramani sent to Punjab, doesn't know Punjabi language at all. Dadi Hirday Pushpa sent to Karnataka, no knowledge of Kannada. So like that, Baba will make us do things so that we are deep sure that only Baba is getting, everyone will have that experience. So like that, this, even for surrender, Baba will never make it if some child asks. Because Baba will say, I have experience, Baba told me. Child, suppose, have you ever lived at a center? He asked me. I said, yes, Baba, for 1 month I had taken leave in Delhi and made a big museum and lived at the center. Baba said, no, that is like a guest. You are going there, you are taking fruits, and they know also you are for 1 month. No. If you live as an inmate, there may be personality clashes. Said and ended this talk, finished. So like that, you know, then one time Baba said, have you made one like yourself in your area? I said, Baba, what is that? Baba says, supposing you are sick, you don't get leave and there is some godly service, you should have one like you. Next time when you come, make one like you. So right at that, in that point, two faces emerged in my mind, that in just in that area, these are the two brothers, I will make them one like me. And I intentionally started telling them, I am not able to go. Next time I joyfully said to, yes Baba, but I didn't know, indirectly Baba is preparing me to leave that. Like that, slowly, 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 and Baba made me to understand, because I felt I am doing lot of Baba service also, and in spare time I am doing this godly, worldly, what is the harm? Then Baba slowly, slowly, first off, prepared me, and then made me to say, how it came that first time in Yajna's history, a property was purchased in Delhi in 1972. Before that, only Madhuban was the purchased property. That also was purchased under certain special compelling conditions. Baba used to say, why have property? You just run the center on rented premises and all that. Later on, the situation changed. The rent became as high as the cost of the property. Situation changed. Then, good.
पिता को अब याद कर। का स्वर्णिम युग है, शिव पिता फिर से आया सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
I think we have been having a lot of monologue. Let brothers and sisters ask something.
Well, we can continue the story a little bit. See how. But let's continue a little bit the story so we can finish where you are at.
Okay. So, it was decided to purchase a property in Delhi in 1972. Money was collected from all over India because in those days that much money was not available. Now it was felt normally the brothers were supposed to be in their jobs, in their houses, sisters used to surrender. But it was felt it was such a big property that one brother should stay there. And my company's headquarters was in Delhi. Although I was in a job somewhere in another group. So sisters Dadi and Didi asked me that we are having this property. You better get your job transferred to your headquarters so that you can be there. I said, sisters, this place is one corner of Delhi. Delhi is a big city. My company's office is another corner and it will be headquarters. Headquarters means finances of 8 factories. Here I am for 17 years, I just signed papers. I will have to spend lot of time. I will just come to the building, sleep, listen to Murli and go to office. Come back tired. I will be of no use to the yajna. Then Baba made me to say, I have done enough job, if you want, I can leave it. So, they said, as you like. So, I come from Mount Abu back to to my place to resign from the job. This is the situation. When I come back to my house in that city, there is a dark post and in that, there is an interview in my company for the next post, the final post. Now, who will go for that interview if you are going to resign and you have already committed? Still, I thought there was this trans-messenger sister with me staying there. I said, you better ask Baba. I am going to resign tomorrow, but there is this job and I don't want it, but please confirm. She said, brought the message. Baba said, no, no, you have to appear for this interview. I said, but why? It is not clear to me. Please again go in trance and ask Baba. She says, Baba says that even if he leaves the job, people will ask, who was he, X? What was his last post? And if the last post is higher, that will also do service. Now this was not in my mind. Now Baba says, so I have to appear for that interview. So I go for the, now it is the highest post, so interview board is very big. The government's representative is there because it's a government company. 3-4 big general manager, etc., etc. And I am the first called. And the first one called is asked more questions. But I have no stake. They see my record, they say, you have been in one place for 17 long years. Now if we give you the job, you have to go to another factory. The 17 long years also due to Baba. You know, we had to start a factory in Assam. In Assam we had no center. So I asked Baba, should I go to Assam? There is no center. Baba said, no, no, no. There is 9 months of rain. There are big mosquitoes. You don't go. As if, you know, I said, does Baba go out? You remain there. So for that reason, every time I will decline my promotion, 17th I was there. So they asked, told me, because I had no stake, I said, you know, I have a Brahma Kumari center at my residence and there is no private accommodation. So my situation remained the same. I said like that. Suddenly, the chairperson's phone rang and he was called by the minister. He says, I am going. They said, how about this interview? They said, okay, keep on asking, I will come soon. So now their entire mood changes. They become relaxed and they say, what is your hobby? See the post and the, what will I say? I will say, my hobby is spiritual study. Okay. Have you read the Gita? I say, yes. I don't know Sanskrit. I have only read Hindi translation. Which is the most important verse in the Gita? Speak. I know the verse, but I can't speak. I don't know Sanskrit. So I say, to me, it is manmana bhav madhya jibhav. That is what we know. They nod like this, no, no. Then I start explaining. God says, remember me. Unless you know who is God, how will you remember him? They don't get it. They say, no, no, no. Then they ask me, supposing one person is running and another one is running with a dagger to kill him. You are watching. What will you do as per Gita? I said, I am not afraid of my death, but I don't take law in my hands. So I will look for some policeman. They again said no. Then they said, okay, supposing the one who is being chased is your own brother, what will you do? I say, I have more responsibility for my brother as per karmic account. I will see what I can do. I didn't give it right. Another one said, now it is 9 minutes, let him go. So I was selected and then I resigned. So you can see the intricacy of all this. Baba has already said that if he leaves after selection, it means I am already selected as per Baba. But I have to go through this process.
What I hear is that your life has been very, for every detail of your life, you were very close to Baba asking and following direction.
Helping me. And even for physical ailments also. I felt I am very strong in everything, but supposing some serious physical problem come, then what? In my childhood days, I used to run away when doctor will come for a cholera injection in rainy season. So I used to feel that. But Baba made me pass through some serious physical things also to make me strong that I am with you. I don't go in detail, but I feel every child of Baba's entire life is controlled by Baba. And if we let Baba control it and don't make our own interference, then we are most comfortable. But sometimes we start saying, why bother Baba for this small thing? And we use our own intellect, then we get into problem and difficulty.
The reason I was asking all these questions, I know, because many haven't heard, you know, your life story, and none of us, I think, here have met Brahma Baba. And I think for us it's always fascinating to imagine how was it, you know, to live when you have a man in the name of Brahma whose, you know, body is being used by God. And I know sometimes we are in front of Babdada and Dadi Gurzar's body when we used to come and meet him, and we used to think, wow, this, I'm sitting in front of God, you know, and it's like, it is a big thing. It is a big thing. But I know for you, when you tell your story.
No, even now, we also feel, we never thought that Baba will leave us so soon, 1969. And if we had known, then we have behaved differently.
Yes. So, what would you have done?
Same thing is with us also.
Was it difficult for you when Brahma Baba left?
And Baba, no, Baba gave me power, but Baba says, those who have not seen Brahma Baba are better off in one sense, that if we have to connect, we will connect through Brahma Baba, and you can straight away connect. So that is the advantage.
Because but on 18th of January, for you, was it difficult when you heard the news that Brahma Baba left?
And that I may tell you, I was in my job. In the morning, a telegram came. In those days, telegram. Four words were written: Pitashri, expired, Drama, Kumarka. These were the four words. Pitashri, expired, Drama, Kumarka. I saw that telegram, morning hours. First thing I thought was, I have to go, so I must inform my class. I had a small class. So the people in my class were in shifts for some other project. So I took my motorcycle, went to one person's house, knocked it, and I said, Baba has expired, I am going. He was shocked, and I didn't have time to explain. Please tell others. Finish. Now, from that place to Delhi, meant I have to reach quickest. So there was a taxi of a newspaper. They used to send that newspaper to Delhi at a particular time. I knew it. I went to Chandigarh, got into that taxi, night reached, then Dadi all rounder, others were also there. So we again hired a taxi and told that person, you have to go non-stop to Mount Abu. And at Ajmer his eyes were red hot shot because he was driving. But we reached. And older than me, Baba's children were looking at me and were astonished what is happening, but I felt there was some power. I never felt. I was little wonderstruck, as if, you know, but I was not very, very shocked or worried what will happen.
And not emotional?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
One thing happened when I was leaving my house for the bus stand. My new furniture was coming in a cart. So I was wondering, Baba has left body, now this furniture is coming. So like this feeling only I had got. Otherwise, I got a lot of power. And then after 2-3 days, Baba, when first time came in Dadi, so Baba used to do like this and give Amrit. The same pose that Sandeshi adopted, so I felt Baba is talking like that. But it is, doesn't matter for any Baba child at any stage, these steps are there in some form or the other.
So, I mean, I'm sure we can hear many more of the stories of your life, but now we're talking like my life, my Baba, and I know for many of us or many of the newer ones, they still have their whole life, you know, to live with Baba. What would be your recommendations in terms of really understanding Shiv Baba, because you went through the recognition through Brahma Baba as well. How do you feel now, after all what you lived, all your experiences, what would be your suggestions to really make sure we connect properly with Shiv Baba and that our connection is exactly the right one?
Okay. We all agree that Baba is an amazing teacher. There is no teacher in the world, has been or will be, who just gives one lesson, same lesson, and it has learning for fresher as well as the senior most student, and very appropriate. Even if that lesson is repeated, the day on which it is repeated, it will be totally applicable and appropriate. So much so that even if you at random pick up any Murli and read, it will be appropriate to you. So such a wonderful, amazing teacher he is, because he is the seed, he is almighty, and everything, like, you know, all the creation, he knows about everything. So this is why he can teach like every feel it. Okay. Now, if he is such an amazing teacher, he will also be same amazing examiner who sets paper or not? Yes or no?
If he will be, won't he? The same.
Teacher takes exam and sets a paper for higher class. So, if he is an amazing teacher and his teaching is appropriate for each individual at any moment, and whatever lesson you pick up will apply, like an astrologer, you know, won't he be an equally amazing examiner?
Should be.
Should be, near. Please, yeah. Be sure. Please be sure.
We never know with you where you're going, so.
Yes or no?
Yes.
If the teacher is amazing, examiner will also be amazing. Mm. So it means that his tests are also applicable to each one of us for each situation. And other examiners take exam periodically, but here it is continuous because the time is short, lesson and exam. So must be that his exams are also very appropriate, very accurate for each of the students. If we take it like that, that those are also set for our higher promotion to the next level. So is there any problem if some situation comes or something comes and we say, oh, what is this? I don't think that should be there. But when we forget and we start thinking, oh, I never thought this will also come. Because the next exam will, next paper will be for the higher post. You cannot have the same paper. So we want to appear in the next exam with the last study. We don't update our study. That is the difference. So that is why we will have question marks. Why? After some time that question is answered or resolved, then that crooked sign goes, the dot before remains, full stop. Or we are surprised, oh, then the big exclamation is there, it is resolved, again the dot remains. So Baba says, even on the first day Baba told me, child, let past be past from now. So if we don't go into the past at all, totally, because it will not help us, only waste our time, confirm our weaknesses and why I did that and why. And understand that there will be, up to the last, something or the other will come, because this study is lifelong study. And whenever something we feel that is looking extraordinary to me, get into that remembrance. Because as soon as we forget, as the switch is off, everything becomes dark. Then it is, as Baba has said, like a plaything, like Mickey Mouse story, and you really enjoy it. That's it.
How is your remembrance of Manmanabhav, you know, when you remember Baba today after all these years? Is it in a form of conversation with him? Is it in a form of you feel a presence? Is it reading drama? Do you see the point of light? Do you visualize Brahma Baba? What's your, how do you remember Baba?
No, it is not the same thing at all every time. It is not repeated like the designs in the sky. But Baba says, you set your own height, and that is in the morning hours. In the morning hours, what also we do is, we start thinking. Instead of leaving it vacant, leaving Baba to give us the hints, we start thinking. Whatever is our concern, we start thinking, talking as if we are talking to Baba. We don't, just as I go on talking, I don't let you speak at all. So this is what happens. I feel if we give some space, and just then Baba will easily send you a flash, and that will be the guideline for whatever problem I am facing. And many times I have found, the more you think, the more you get confused. So basic thing Baba says is, child, you need not think. If you have any worries, give to me, I am ready to take. But still, there is a tendency that to keep my worries with me, as if, you know, there is a thorn in the foot, one doesn't want to keep it out because there is little pain in this. That's all. So it's a joyful journey. Every day something new comes. So in the morning I say, Baba, my Baba. How much my Baba is depends upon throughout the day how many other mys I had. Right? So that also varies from this. So it's enjoyable. Baba is carrying us. And he says, I am your boatman. You may do whatever, mistakes, mischief, whatever, but I will take you to your destination. Hmm. Not us, but for the whole world. Even if you are not Baba's children, he is going to change them also. Then we are at preference, at least we sit in yoga, we may be dozing. You know, Baba says, even if you say, today I did not remember Baba, Baba will take it as a remembrance. So much so, he is so liberal that he, at least he said that he had some thought about me.
How much do you have memories of your time with Brahma Baba coming to you that you feel is also part of your remembrance? How much do you remember?
Well, I don't notice But when there are some situations, then I feel that Brahma Baba is by my side helping me. I am connected with him, other things are happening. Only on such occasions. Otherwise it is a normal thing.
For you it's natural. It is natural. You don't make effort to remember anymore.
And Brahma Baba to me means Bab Dada. And I emerge the memories. If I emerge even one or two memories, it makes me bodiless. I feel so happy that, this happened, this happened. And Baba says, whenever you feel like too much involved, go into your own life stories. All of us must be having some good, nice memories of our yogic stage or service stage when we are pleased with ourselves. So we switch on that. Then also you will feel happy.
Well, I know you give us a lot of your time already. We need to conclude, but just the last word you wanted to share in terms of everyone here who is, you know, some have been with Baba for many years, but many I think are quite newer, and to make our life, you know, so close to being with Baba all the time. Any last advice or words that you can share to make our life with my Baba a happy life, one that is constant, easy remembrance?
You see, I believe that each one enters in Baba's family at very appropriate time for that soul. What we call newcomers, they are far, 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 far more blessed because they get everything ready-made, everything served, no need to doubt. There were days when BKs were few and the other people were majority, and they will say, oh, who are you, a few people, what is your influence, what change you are bringing, world is going worse and all that. So now, any Baba's new child feels pride and confidence. Oh, Baba, so many, I am part of a large family. So all those problems are not there for them. So therefore, they are very lucky. People feel, I am at a distance from my center. Others who are close by to the center or live in the center, they are very lucky. It is not so. Baba is an amazing teacher. So he places each one at equal level. And if you look at something from a different angle, you will find there is good in it for me. I live at the center. The yoga room is in the center. I say, okay, it is 3:45. I will get there. A person lives at a distance, has to drive 1 hour. So that person will get up 1 hour early. His yoga will be 1 hour more. He will return also. His yoga, who is at benefit? Similarly, if you have to cook chickpeas, you have to soak it in water, put soda, boil for a long time. But if you have to add tomatoes, you only do it in the end. Likewise, if somebody has a big luggage, big family, he reaches the railway station 4 hours early, waiting for the train. A person with a handbag and reserve seat just enters. So that way, if you will look, even the last child has advantage because he doesn't have to go through those processes. So I will say, each one of us, we should think, I have been made Baba child at the most appropriate time, like that. And if you want, simple example is snakes and ladders Ludo. The snakes and ladders Ludo tells the entire thing for Brahman life. It is the mirror for Brahman life. You are moving normally. suddenly you get a ladder. Ladders are also big and small. Means you do something exactly what Baba wants, you rise up. Then for some reason, due to limited consciousness, you meet a small snake, you come a little down. But the climax is, there is a snake just near to the closing point and it has a long tail. It can bring you down. So everybody wants to avoid that snake. Now see, there is a snake hiding in a bush. People are passing by. He doesn't bite everyone. But he comes out and bites the one with whom he has appointment. Okay? Similarly, yes, naturally, people before and after that will be... Similarly, that snake is waiting. If a Brahman has a big weakness, which he doesn't take care, despite all the opportunities and all that, and he thinks, okay, everything seems all right, then that one is sitting there. Because three pillars are strong, the fourth is weak. So that will only come at that point and bring him down in the end. Okay?
Okay, so very interesting image to conclude the story. On your way to lunch, pay attention to the snakes in the bush. And hopefully no one will be bitten and we all reach lunch.
Please watch under your sofas.
Look under the sofa. Brijesh Mahan, thank you so much. I hope I didn't bore you with all these questions, but I know, you know, sometimes Baba says, if you share your life story, this is the most amazing story. So thank you so much for opening the book of your life and sharing with us some of the episodes. We really, really enjoyed and really appreciate your presence. So big thanks and applaud again to Brijesh Mahan. I know some are watching online as well. Now everything is unlimited. So thank you so much for your time, and I think we can conclude with a moment of remembrance with Baba.
My last advice is that these stories, etc., are history. And the only lesson of history is that we learn no lesson from history. Therefore, the best thing is connect with the Supreme Teacher, and for each one, because if I listen to the history of Abraham Lincoln, I may enjoy momentarily, but I am not going to gain anything from it. Baba says an apple cannot produce an apple. So all said and done, my best advice is be connected with Baba and Baba alone. He is the creator. He can create as many apples as he wants. The best one we see also is his creation. So best thing is he says Baba?
Mm-hmm. My life.
And my life. So this title is we should apply in our life.
Thank you. But it was okay to listen to your story for an hour and a half, or did we waste that time?
We have to delete it.
To delete it. All right. Let's remember Baba and snakes and apples and see what happened.